Hola, amigos. Welcome to the casual cards of gaming.
Hola, comrades.
Wir are the missiles.
Capital One Dostoevsky.
I thought I could throw you off with that.
Introduce yourself, comrade.
I will not.
I am Comrade Chester.
I'm Ryan. Mrs. America.
Das Dirk in German.
Das Dirk.
And Dirk.
But I think it's just Da.
Dirk. Dirk. Actually, you know what? I don't even have a name for Mother
Russia.
Maybe
it sounds like you have a stutter. Dirk.
Dirk.
Should I do it again? Dasen, Usen, Flacken, Stocken. It just turns into German. Dude, if Sean Connery can get away with a Scottish accent to be
Red October,
he slept on tea.
Well, he sounds. His accent transcends barriers.
I think his dick transcends barriers.
Transcended mine.
He's Sean Connery.
Come over here.
He transcended your barrier?
Yeah.
Why don't you have a sit on my couch and I'll.
Shit on my couch.
Have a gourd.
please sit down on my couch.
I'll have a gourd to puss.
Oh.
So
you are turning me on. Please shit on my face.
Welcome to Pointcast 32.1 of the Casual Cowards of Gaming. We've already been around the table, but I'll do it again. My name is Dirk.
I'm Comrade Chester.
I'm still American Ryan.
With conviction. American Ryan here for duty.
America! God, we just broke something, both of us.
No, your mic totally just like, just went down.
Saving Private
Ryan?
Saving Comrade Ryan.
Saving Comrade Ryan with an A. It's spelled with an A.
That's how the Russians spell
it. It's Ryanovich.
It's Ryanovich.
In Russia.
Tetris.
Name spell you.
So, while you have Tetris, we are talking about Tetris. So we are going to try to jam 20 minutes of talking about gameplay about Tetris.
Well, not jam. We're going to try to fill 20 minutes.
I would say we're going to actually try to neatly fill a defined space with
Tetris,
with random blocks into
without any holes,
without any holes to clear out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And talk about Tetris.
Stop it. You guys and your fucking puns are killing me. Listen, I really wish someone would have deleted me from that text message conversation the other day.
Listen, no, we want. Okay, so we're
trying to work and it's like bing, bing, bing. I'm like, oh, motherfuckers.
That's the sound it makes.
That's the sound
when we bounce
the puns make
off each other.
Also, we want to preface this episode by saying that when we came in here, Ryan's like, oh my God, it's so late. It's 9:30.
I have to get up at 5:30 in the morning.
That doesn't mean I got up at 5 o'clock this morning. I went to bed at 1 o'clock in the morning.
That's early. That's past my bedtime.
That's really early.
That's way past my bedtime.
Really? I worked 12 hours today in the sun. What'd you do?
Why? Joss is like a bird. Only fly away. I'm I worked in an office, a cushy office, and there was air conditioning.
Oh, yeah.
When
you have to buy a headphone extension because you can't reach your other computer from your seat.
The two computers that I have at work, I mean, they're too far away from where I have to sit and like lounge back in my chair. Like, I sit at work like this.
I haven't seen my desk for a month.
That's too bad. That is too bad.
But you prefer it that way.
I do, actually. I'm a lot happier today not having to deal with the bullshit. It's great. Nice.
Good.
Manual labor.
Good.
Love it.
Not dealing with people's bullshit.
People are the worst. Humans. Why can't you all just get away from me?
Why can't we all just be asymmetrical blocks that fit nicely together?
Right. Right.
And just come together and then disappear when we all stack up.
As soon as two of many of you are in one
place,
you all disappear.
So with
in fact, I guess there's an exception, most of those blocks are symmetrical.
We'll call this the Tetris experiment. Can we drone on for 20 minutes, make it interesting about Tetris?
Yeah, I think we can.
Let me get started by
drinking some beer. I'm going
to
narrate.
Brought to you by the letter Coors.
Putting his beer down.
So, Tetris, what year was it?
Tetris was actually made in not
America?
1956 or not 1996. Anyway,
No, this game was way older than 96.
No, Tetris was made in 1984 by everybody now, if we can do it.
Alexi.
Have it.
Capital One?
We did it. It has a ZH. Pashitnov.
Alexei Pashitnov. Great comrade.
In Mother Russia.
In Mother Russia. Designed Tetris. That is where this, like, whole... Russian flair and the...
These are old Russian tunes. They're, I guess, what would you call it?
Mother Russia tunes play you.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's kind of like the Creative Commons of the 80s Russia.
It is. It's not called the Kremlin. It's called something else. Like the Russian, like the really teardrop shaped, like reverse.
Oh, you mean the Kremlin?
Is it the Kremlin?
Well, that's their capital building.
Is that the Kremlin?
Yeah.
Well, the teardrop shape was on top of their cathedrals.
Yeah, that's a church.
Like Eastern Orthodox Catholicism,
yes.
I think.
They look like Hershey's Kisses set on top of spires.
So delicious.
And the guy who developed them had his eyes carved out because he said he could duplicate them.
Oh, that's horrible.
That's depressing.
Let's talk about stacking blocks.
Let's.
All right, so 1984.
Talk about how depressing stacking blocks was for
Alexei.
He created
this game in Mother Russia.
In Mother Russia, the first game was available in 1986. It appeared in 86.
Obviously, a software developer.
Let's say that we're going heavily off of Wikipedia in this page. We had a debate longer than 20 minutes about how we were going to fill.
Well, how do you do it? I mean, really, how do you approach Tetris? Everyone knows Tetris.
Yeah.
It's fucking everywhere.
It is.
Well, we all have our own personal stories about how Tetris touched our lives.
I would say that Tetris has the simplest design with the most infinite amount of outcomes, and has spawned multiple spin-offs,
games of Tetris.
One
of the earliest developed games.
Yes.
And it was developed by Alexei in USSR.
Who did not receive a dime.
Who was a software developer in the worst possible, social economic situation where you could be a developer and not get any control over anything.
Because it belonged to the state. Everything belonged to the state. So he
didn't see a dime until what?
1996. When he was hired by...
When he moved here.
When he moved to America.
Yep. America!
Well, when he got hired at Microsoft. And he developed the Tetris company. Him and Hank Rogers.
Oh, did he get hired by Microsoft?
From Russia too?
That's what I said. I think he did.
Microsoft took them under his wing?
I think they were a subsidiary. They may not have been. But you know what? Whoever's listening to this is not going to.
Yeah, someone Google this and tell us we're wrong. But this game is everywhere
we're
now.
We're too drunk to Google it ourselves.
Yeah, this game is everywhere now. So you can play Tetris. You can get your NES and play it if you want to go old school. Or you can play it on your Game Boy. Yeah. Or you can play it on your phone. Or you can play it on the internet. Or I just fucking everywhere. It's Tetris. Everyone knows Tetris.
Everywhere.
Well, they've got a list. Oh no, hold on. Let me see if I can find a Tetris list. But go ahead.
All right, go ahead. So if you're one of the four people in the entire world, if you live in Nairobi, you never play Tetris. Tetris is a puzzle game where you stack blocks. You make a solid row of blocks. Those blocks disappear. You get magical points. Mm-hmm. That's all Tetris is. It's a super simple
premise. The goal is to fill all spaces.
Right. You want to fill all the spaces. Or if you get four in a row, that's the Tetris. Mm-hmm. If you can get four lines stacked on top of each other, which you would build all the way up to the top, and you hit that panic attack, and you finally get that one line.
Well, yeah. Hey, but when did we learn about Tetris?
Tetris?
No. In our lives.
In our own personal lives.
It's all the same for all of us. It was the release. It was the bundled game with the Game Boy.
No, before that.
It's on NES.
I grew up, I mentioned on my auto bio page that my parents, were both heavily into the technology industry. Like, my dad's an engineer, my mom's a computer programmer, blah, blah, blah. We owned a computer when I was very young, and my dad played a game. Well, he played Tetris on the computer. And then he got a game called Weltris.
Yes. Yeah.
Weltris was a top-down view of Tetris. And there were four walls. It was kind of a three-dimensional thing. There were four walls. And the pieces would come down. And you could move them around the walls. And then if it came down, say it came down on the left wall, there was a grid on the bottom. If it came down on the left wall, it would move across the from left to right once it hit the bottom. If it came down on the top wall, it'd move top to bottom. And if you had it on the corner so that the piece was split, parts of it would move, you know, the parts that were on the left would move left to right. And if they kind of intersected, then they would just stop. And it was like the whole point was to clear out the bottom part. It was a crazy game.
You're blowing my mind right now.
Right? It was three-dimensional Tetris at a very early stage where three-dimensional games were, you know, just being introduced.
I think I got this. We had it on NES. That's back when me and my brother used to play a lot of Contra, a lot of Excitebike. And we had Tetris. We just didn't play it a lot. That was Mom's game. So when she would kick us off,
it's like it was besides, too,
you've
too
had
simple.
Enough of this. Yeah,
it was too simple.
I guess because there were no guns.
Yeah,
you know there was no excitement. There were no fucking
engines.
Bikes.
Yeah,
yeah. So Mom would kick us off, and that was her game. She would play Tetris, and then I didn't start playing it until, like Dirk said, Game Boy. Then I started playing the shit out of Tetris.
Okay, so the
1991 or something.
1989 was when it was released for the Game Boy first, and then the Nintendo second.
Really? Yeah, because like, I didn't get a Nintendo.
Couple months apart.
Do you remember? Well, I think it was actually packaged with the Game Boy when the Game Boy first came out.
What? Yeah, it was.
Am I talking to myself?
No, but you wanted to know where we first played it.
I said the game that we all played it. Like, well,
I did play it on the Game Boy.
Well,
you
didn't play Tetris. You played a.
Well, I'm saying it was packaged with the Game Boy.
I said that already.
But we didn't play it on the Game Boy first.
You didn't play. How do you not play it on the Game Boy first?
Because I didn't have a Game Boy until after I had an SNES.
Okay, so we should say this game reached.
I wasn't rich. I didn't get these when it came out.
This game reached critical acclaim from the Game Boy release, and then subsequently was released for the NES. And Ryan then proceeded to smoke a shitload of weed, and that was
not when it came out.
No.
11.
It was
or 9 or whatever.
But this was about the time where intellectual property
didn't mean shit.
You know, like
that was like at the very end of that era.
Software copywriting was just. I mean, computers were so fucking new at this time, like early right. 80s.
Well, because people used to rip off Pac-Man and rip off Pong and rip off everything back then.
And so well, I'm curious because we know that Alexei didn't make money off of his game until 96.
Yeah,
Did Russia make money off of this game?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, the state did.
Of course they did, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I just kind of thought that people just ripped it off and no one gave a shit because...
No, if you rip it off and you call it something else, it wasn't Tetris back then.
Okay, so let's talk about that. So
Russia was getting paid.
Russia made a shitload of money. Like, when this was released in 1989, when Nintendo took it over and, like, sold it on all of their consoles... That they had, the two of them that they had out, or anything that you guys played like on your PCs if they paid for it, before 1996, that money did not go to Alexei. That money went to Russia, Mother Russia, for whatever.
To pay for Gorbachev's head tattoo.
Can we call it Motherfucker Russia?
Motherfucker Russia.
Motherfucking Russia.
How about Mother Frusha?
Mother Frusha.
Yeah,
I like
Mother,
it.
Oh, yeah.
No, but I mean that's a huge thing. This thing was went gangbusters in the United States. It was bundled with every single
it was such
Game
a
Boy.
Simple, easy to recreate it was one, puzzle game.
And it was one of the first puzzle games. Like people who enjoyed puzzles and stuff.
Oh, no, everybody did.
Yeah.
You didn't have to create a whole world or anything. It was just like... The only difference between levels is they move faster.
No, to this day, like if Tetris is put in front of me, mm-hmm. I have to play it. Like if it's live and going, I have to do it. Like
shit!
No, we played what is it? The Disney Tetris. On
Disney
the 64,
Tetris.
Was it the 64? Or was it the
it was in 64.
And you whip my monkey ass.
Which I have I have a great story about that game, which I shared with you at Fallout.
You did,
and I will share that with our listeners. When we get to that point.
Okay, so the original Tetris you could drop your pieces quick. Like you could move over, flip them, drop them, and that was pretty much it. Like really, really simple. Then the variation started.
Right.
So
well, you know, if you get a line, it would send over to the other person like a piece that they couldn't it was an big piece they couldn't really use.
Well, I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about the variations on how the pieces drop or how the pieces actually project themselves of where they're landing. So There are games, there are Tetris reiterations. I'm going to sneeze, it's going to be bad, so if this happens...
Well, now that you've mentioned it, it's not going to happen.
Nope.
Oh, you coward. Okay.
Take that. No. So there, the original Tetris that I saw, there was no quick drop, there was no, like, you know, preview of the pieces, but there is a video online of a kid playing Tetris where as soon as the piece shows up on top, he has dropped it into the place. It's the fastest... It's from like 2004, 2005. I'll show it to you afterwards. It is the quickest game of Tetris. He beats Tetris, and while the credits are rolling, he's still playing behind the credits.
You can beat Tetris?
Yeah, see, that's there is no end. There is no end to this game.
But this wasn't the NES version, right?
No, this wasn't the NES version. This was an arcade version. But then there's also Tetris versions to where instead of holding down, you can hit up.
That's where it drops.
That will immediately drop.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, now, I do remember that.
One of my favorite arcade games that I play against my wife is Battle Tetris, where you can, for some reason, there's Michael Jackson.
Which
as
is
one
hilarious
of the
because she's so much better at that than you.
She's so much better. You know what? The Nintendo Olympics last year proved that she was better than that.
Oh, my God.
Than everybody.
Dude, I think I did second best in that, and she wrecked me hard.
No, she wrecked you by, I think, 3 to 4,000 points.
Yeah, it just destroyed me.
It was bad. I mean, it wasn't rage quit bad like we'll leave his initials at Ryan Arnott. who rage quit.
Are not competing next year, maybe. I don't know.
Are going to finish this level.
They're not going to work here anymore.
They're not going to work anymore.
All right.
So... This is a mainstay in the Nintendo Olympics. Like, this is a game that we continue to play. 1996 is when it was released. This year, 2014.
No, 1986.
1986. Just, it's 2 years shy of 30 years.
Yeah.
It's an amazing game. It has been remade. It has been, they've tried to, like, build on every concept of, like, they have the well tricks where you're, like, you know, it's a 3D view.
Dimensional, yeah.
They have 3D Tetris, like, every...
Well, and then, I guess after 96, that's when it was a part of the Windows 3.1 package. And that's when I really played the shit out of it against a friend, trying to beat each other's score and trying to figure out, like, because you could choose your starting level, you could choose starting lines at that point. And that was like we were trying to figure out what was the best combination to get the highest score. Like,
yeah.
If you started off with 5 lines on level 7, like, you get more points, obviously, for completing lines on a higher level. But, like, we were trying to figure out having starting lines help your score or not. And
all right, there you go.
I mean, there's just
he finished it with the verb. He was like, nice. that was nice. Like his like the end of the, that was the period at the end of his sentence. Like, it were there was, lines? Were there I more just, points? Who knows?
I took a pause. I wasn't done talking. But
you look. I mean, like, look at Dr. Mario. It's Tetris-like. It's not Tetris because you're matching up colors instead of shapes.
I'd rather look at Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine.
Mean Bean Machine. It's amazing.
Okay. Which is the same fucking game.
Yeah, it's just Dr. Mario.
So this is just like rampant piracy. We're like, it's not Tetris.
Or Columns. You remember Columns was a
huge
game.
Dude, Columns. Oh, no, right now, dude, one of my favorite games, which the Manly Stanley whipped my monkey ass at, is Super Puzzle Fighter. Which is
another version of the same game.
It's an evolution of Tetris. So this game just really laid the footprint for, like...
Well, to be fair, all games in the early 80s laid footprints for all future games.
I will lay a footprint in your ass.
I mean...
Well, even... I mean, okay, so Nintendo came out with that. Remember the Super Scope?
Yeah.
Anyone have one? My brother had one.
Nope.
It came with a game. It was just Tetris. Seriously.
Were you
it was
shot?
Blocks that fell, except
how
they
do you play
fell.
Tetris
they fell.
With a,
okay,
with
they
a
fell
gun.
They fell left to right. I guess they came across the screen instead of falling down. And then you would shoot the blocks out
to
underneath
them
to make them fall into where you wanted them. So,
okay.
You know, this shape would be coming down. Like, fuck, it's not going to fit there. And you blow out another block, and it would make it fit. It was still just fucking Tetris, really.
Yeah.
So
that sounds interesting.
You couldn't move them up and down. You could just make them fit, force them to fit
you
with
just
violence.
Eliminate blocks with violence.
Yeah. So, it was just Tetris. So, I
You know, it sounds awesome.
It sounds like a
You know what's sad is that, like, I'm looking at the Game Boy Nintendo box art from for Tetris.
It's so extreme.
It is extreme.
It's a picture of the game.
But that is very 80s style, and it actually has at the bottom "From Russia with fun."
Isn't it like a homage to? Isn't it like a straight falling down with like with like some speed racer lines coming up from it, like it's moving really fast?
No,
yes,
it does have the lines.
It's got the speed racer lines behind it. Like, look how fast it's moving.
I'd say it's moving fast. I'd say it's just moving.
No, and you know what's painful is that it's really hard to unless you're sitting in front of an actual machine that's playing Tetris or a console. It's hard to convey what Tetris is like, or like how like influential.
You said it correctly.
Influential it is.
Well, it's even
influential.
We just talked about Fez
H,
and some of his puzzles were Tetris blocks. They're not even Tetris blocks.
Yeah,
they have a name. They're Tetrominoes.
Oh, there you
they
go.
They have a fucking name. They're so popular. So. It has impacted every single part of video gaming.
Shapes made out of four, symmetric blocks.
Four blocks.
Like four perfect squares.
Just move them around in places.
One. Okay, so what do you think as Alexi? Like, you're developing this program. So Tetris has, there is the straight block, the coveted fucking line.
Right. Well, that's the only way to make a true Tetris.
Yeah. Which that taught me Tetris
means
four.
You stack your four lines with a perfect empty space of straight, straight spots.
So, so what this game is? It's a game with, are there five different shapes? Is it five?
I don't know,
it's the block.
You have the block.
Left L, right L. Mm-hmm. Which one?
The T.
The T.
Straight.
Well, yeah, you got the T, and then you got the cube and the straight.
Well, that's the block I meant. So there's six.
Yeah, okay.
You're like whatever. So let's go through it. So you got T, Z,
No, only five. You're right.
Backwards Z.
Backwards. What, you're killing me, Smalls.
You said Z. What is Z?
Oh, it's backwards. It's
backwards Z.
Yeah, okay.
T, backwards Z. The left L, right
backwards
L. Backwards L. You got the block and then the line.
Yeah.
Six fucking figures. Totally manipulated everything that we do with gaming for puzzles.
Timeless.
Okay, we'll go back to the Phil Fish like style. Like, that man has no social skills, but was able to make like that really complex game. This has to be built off something else that we just can't see. Like, it had to be like a Russian stacking game.
Oh yeah, I'm sure there was some
Legos.
Old Russian folk game.
Like a Kinect 4? Of,
yeah.
And Alexi's just the first one who got a computer. He's like, I can go now.
Now I make block fit you.
In Russia, block fit you.
So tell me, I want to hear your fondest Tetris memories.
Okay, this isn't fair to anybody else, is because last year at the Nintendo Olympics, I made everybody who made it to the Tetris round. I think it was there's only eight people left at that time. They all had to play Tetris by themselves for 3 minutes in a room with me, and it was absolutely amazing. And this next year, when we do this in a couple months, the Nintendo Olympics, I'm going to have a video camera in there. It's going to be broadcasting what the people are doing to the living room. To show everybody how much they're... No, it's just going to be their
That's
face.
That's going
to
be great.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Like, I that's my fondest memory, is just watching all of you guys play it by yourselves in that competitive status.
Watching that panic, like, now how am I going to do this?
Dude, are not freaking out. And not to call him out. Like, he caught a bad line, and he just literally stacked everything up. He didn't even make it through 3 minutes on the first round.
Did he, like, lose on purpose?
No, he freaked out. Like, he got a bad line, and then he couldn't recover from it. It was just, like, one of those panic things where he was like, oh, I don't know. He put a block down wrong. He's like, oh, I don't know where to put this. And then he put another one down wrong, and then it was just...
I fucked this one up. Now nothing else is going to fit.
But at the same time, watching Laurel play it was... It was pretty cool to watch, because she is much better at these games than I am.
Like, and God damn it, my wife is autistic.
But she can't beat 2048.
Oh. snap. No, but I would just say, like, watching all of you guys, there is a different style of urgency that people play Tetris. Like, there are like people that will drop blocks or people that will move blocks and just kind of let them fall.
Like, people did that? No wonder why they lost.
Oh, dude, babe, Ashley, she just let shit fall and I'm back there just like,
I can't say this. This is so boring to watch.
No, I'm just like, just drop it, just drop it, just drop it, just drop it. So there are people that would move the blocks over and just kind of let them fall. But then there's like people that, like, you know, they want to get it over there quickly and then just like get it down. I don't know. Like, it was really, really cool to watch. So what's yours?
Marijuana. So
you're playing Tetris on marijuana? On weed? Tetris
on weed? Yeah, back when we were younger. Yeah, on the Wii. God, it was a long time ago. 13, 14 years ago.
Tetris Splash on Wii is actually pretty fun.
I lived in a tiny little shitty trailer home, and I used to be in a band. And then after band practice, we would all go over to my house, and we would just get high, and we would just play the fuck just all night. Tetris, and just drink, and just all night long, just fucking play Tetris. And watching this guy we used to call the Dale, because he was like, his name was Dale. And
his name was Dale.
He was the guy on the couch from Half Baked, and he would just, but put a fucking Nintendo controller in his hand. He's just like level 22 on Tetris, fucking bananas, like
idiot savant.
Yeah, he's just like
total savant.
Yeah, I think Dale's dead. And then you put the controller in his hand. He's just like, just killing it on fucking Tetris. And playing Tetris all night long, it was so much fun.
Nice.
Just yelling at each other, you're gonna fuck it up, you're gonna fuck it up. Just that whole competitive thing, like you want to get to the next level,
because
you want to get to a higher level than the other guy.
No, in your mind it's like, it's so simple, like I should be able to master this. Like,
well, you're just matching up shapes to holes, like why can't I do that? You know, why can this fucking guy do it better than me?
And while it's not the original Tetris, what is your...
Well, Disney Tetris.
Disney, which I didn't know existed.
Until we were there the other day and I shared with you my story. When I was a freshman at NAU, Northern Arizona University, my friend Jared and I went to a party. And this party, it was an okay party, but all of a sudden, just the guy who owned the house... just decided for no fucking reason to kick everybody out. For no fuck, it was just like, everybody has to leave. Everybody has to leave. And we were all just like having a good time. And it's just like, you know what? This guy's an asshole. Like, he's just kicking everybody out. Well, no, he was being a dick about it. It was just like, you know, and I was like, oh, well, what N64 games does he have?
So justification for stealing him. He never plays. He's like, not playing Tetris. It's stealing Tetris. It really set Tetris apart from the other games.
I admit, you know, in my youth.
So the best game that the asshole had was Disney Tetris?
Yes. I shit you not.
You're standing there holding Turok and Disney Tetris. You're like,
no, Disney Tetris.
Someone who came to this stranger's house and drank keg beer for maybe $5. Maybe I didn't pay at all. I don't know. But he kicked me out and he owed me.
Was the keg in the garage that was like kind of a second story downstairs?
Different house. I do know that house. I went to the party house.
We were so close to meeting up at fucking party. We might have been at that same house.
It wasn't the same house. This was a one-story house.
No, but you know the house. And I was like, okay, Chester and I missed each other by like 1 year at NAU.
That's right. You were there a year before me, and I was
and we,
there.
And
for
we
the
didn't
3 years
meet each other until
but,
like 6 or 7 years later after that.
But this guy was a dick, and I stole his Disney Tetris game for the N64.
No, I will
and
say.
And my friend Jared and I played the fuck out of that game. It was so much fun to play because it was like Battle Tetris.
No, it fucked you bad. It fucks you worse than Battle Tetris. Like, for what they throw underneath your stacks, fuck that game, dude.
Well, like, they can come up underneath. Like, if you do something, then it comes underneath and it, like, raises the shit you've got up so that you're closer to losing. But then there's other things where, like, if you do one or two lines, that it'll send someone a crazy-ass giant piece that they can't use. It'll be like a cube, but it'll be like 4x4 instead of 2x2.
Oh,
it'll
no,
be like a big-ass cube. Or some crazy-ass, like, random... It's like two
octopus-shaped piece.
Two pieces stuck together that's in some weird ass shape.
Oh, they were making love.
Yeah, okay, no, yeah. You know what? I'll announce it right now. Disney Battle Tetris is in the. I mean, Disney Tetris is in the Nintendo Olympics.
Yeah, you're gonna do that instead of regular
that
Tetris.
Game. Thank uh-huh. you.
You're gonna do that instead of regular
yes,
Tetris.
Because yes, because it's a battle game.
Because it's a battle game.
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
It's in. Oh no, dude! They will give you like a 4x4 block or a 6x6 block, and you're like, "What the fuck am I gonna do with this?"
Yeah, oh, such a good game.
Yeah, so it's really good. So there are many like different like versions of Tetris. We fucking love it so much.
Physically,
and I used to play online with some friends around the country. Something, it was like, I want to say it was called Battle Tetris, but I can't, I'm looking on Google for something, but
you won't find it.
It was a four-player game. It was Tetris,
uh-huh.
But you would get special pieces where you would have to press a certain key on your keyboard, and it'd be like a bomb, and it would drop a bomb on them, or
Yeah.
Did you guys play that where you have to connect?
That is Battle. I think that is Battle Tetris.
Battle Tetris, yeah. Well, all I can find is just stupid mobile.
Would you say that Tetris?
Tetris?
Would you say that Tetris has fit nicely into our lives?
It has, because you look at the pop culture phenomenon that it is. I'm so drunk.
It's okay. You're among friends.
They sell now shelving units that are Tetris pieces, and you can put them on the wall and
definitely.
Fit them together. I mean, it's not even a game anymore. It's just art you hang on your fucking wall and put books in.
A cultural explosion.
Yeah.
So while we were actually debating if we could ramble on for 20 minutes about Tetris, we've blown over.
We've ran out of time.
Holy
shit.
Yeah.
Wow. Tetris.
And on and
I
on
say,
and
Alexei
on.
Pajitnov, thank you.
Thank you so much. No, seriously. Sorry you got screwed. But welcome
to America.
No.
And we're glad you're here.
Yes.
I hope you're rolling fucking Skrilla right now.
Like I said, on his Wikipedia page, there's a picture of him just looking so fucking happy in 2008. He just looks like his teeth fit nicely together. He's a big old smile.
He looks really happy.
Alexei, thank you. You changed gaming.
All right.
You set a high precedent.
Yeah, you did. So with that, for Pointcast 32.1, my name is Dirk.
I am Comrade Chester.
We are all the missiles. Mm-hmm.
And thank you for listening to the Casual Cars of Gaming.